Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how are you?
I'm so tired. I'm digging out of snow over here, Nene.
Oh, I feel so bad for you. It was like 80 degrees here
today. Did you say the bad word, Tony?
Yes, girl, I got home. I'm like, oh, we had it. And it's still snowing.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Snowing on your side of the studio. It just started raining here, but it's still like 70-something degrees. It's beautiful in Georgia.
Thanks, Nene. I just really needed that.
I'm sorry. I didn't even have a coat on like the other
day. Either here. I mean, it's not raining. It's not snowing. It's quite nice outside.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Ms. Tony.
Well,
yeah,
it's nice
get
and
that.
Warm
I
in the clubhouse.
We ain't get that.
Yes, it's beautiful in the clubhouse. It's sunny. Everyone has their mics. We're all in here. And we have some wonderful guests coming tonight. And I'm excited. We have a comedian coming on. We also have an author coming on. She's going to talk about her work. We're going to get it rolling. In headline news, you have the lady who decapitated her 3-month-old. That was crazy. Poor Suge Knight, they trying to nail him to the cross, and he's falling all out in the courtroom and hit his head. He's just doing the most right now. He's sick. He say they didn't give him his medicine. They ain't feeding him, so he just falls out in the courtroom, and it's a mess. So let's go with it.
You know, isn't his bail set? I don't know, like $25 million, maybe, something like that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's crazy. It is really, really crazy. I mean, well, they say what he did, so they're saying that it's murder, so I guess it's like they're not just going to let him out all willy-nilly, and he's a man with money, power, influence. He could easily be gone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
uh-huh.
You have to be really careful. You know, bailing, giving someone that type of bail, but he's such a high-profile individual that, you know, he can't just walk out of the country like most. You know,
uh-huh.
He would definitely be pinpointed for who he is.
Right.
Excuse me.
Wow. Bombs were hidden in. They said the suicide bombers faked injuries. They attacked, they killed like 137 P2 mosques in Yemen, and they pretended to be injured and hid their explosives inside casts, casts you put on your arm.
Wow.
So that was according to a state-run media, I guess, out, this was through CNN. So the suicide bombers had the bombs inside of their casts. So when they went into multiple mosques, I guess when they got searched, they couldn't find anything because it was inside the cast. That's crazy.
That
you just strapped
crazy.
The bomb to your arm and was like, let's go for it.
They had the lady coming back from the island. She had the the cocaine she smuggled it in her dreads. She had the fake hair put in as dreads, so it looked like she had dreadlocks. But it was actually thin packs of cocaine wrapped in the weave, and they had busted her.
Oh my goodness!
She's going down. You know,
Rico about to get her. He about to make her his wife.
He was coming from a foreign country, so you know those foreign countries don't be playing with that drug smuggling. You know you're going to be breaking rocks for the rest of your life. You know, they got investigation going with the man's body who was found hanging down in Mississippi. He was found hanging by a noose down in Mississippi. They got an investigation going on saying this is serious. I don't know how somebody can mysteriously be hanging from a tree.
That's just
crazy. Like nobody knows what happened.
No, it's mysterious. Yeah, it's mysterious.
That's mysterious.
I don't know how you do that. He's not even a young man. He's like 54. He's not a young guy. You know, it's not like he's, you could say, well, maybe he was a gang affiliated. I don't know. Everybody's telling how, why people do the things that they do. But they got a launch, they got an investigation going on that. So that's crazy. Make sure y'all tune into your Boss Lady Chronicles newsletters. Are y'all getting your Boss Lady Chronicles on paper? Paper.li. We have Boss Lady Chronicles on there. You can get your news right to your email. It pops up. It gives you all the updates and everything current. Go ahead, Lisa.
I got mine open right now, Boss Lady.
Well, I was saying, when Beaver had his roast recently, right? You know, because now he's of age. And so, you know, in Hollywood, they do the roast to get rid of all the bad stuff because you're going to turn over a new leaf. Well, not for Mr. Bieber, because two of his former neighbors are suing him. They're suing him because they're saying that when he was having bad behavior, he vandalized their home with eggs, and he threatened them. So now he's being sued and charged for vandalism. You know, his former self is.
Take the will. Just take it, Father. Just take that will. But that's a trip. But you see the ongoing case with Robin Thicke and, you know, the Marvin Gaye family and Pharrell. And I had saw a report was saying they might was going to try to fight to get the whole song actually taken down, so that they can't remaster it, you know, alter it, and sell it again. You know, the royalties, they want to stay in control of those royalties. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm saying, is this going to ruin the music business, the creativity, or how people create? But you know what? I think it'll make it better because people will be forced to go back to, like music was in our parents' and grandparents' days when they had instruments, live instruments and bands and, you know what I'm saying? Things were created in real time versus everybody trying to copy off a same rhythm. You know what I'm saying? A same beat, you know, same sound. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, going back in there and going to the grassroots, using voices and instruments and cymbals and tambourines. You know, they really went hard in the studio, you know, back in the day. They'd be there all night with, you know, cowbells and, you know, all kinds of things trying to bring that original sound. You know what I'm saying? The Ohio Players and Funkadelic and them, they had that original sound. Like that song belonged to them. They owned it. You know what I'm saying? They owned it. You knew it was them when it came on, you know?
Well, I don't think they'll go back that far, though. I don't think they'll go back that far because everything is computerized now. You can add a cowbell to a song computerized. I mean, I do agree that they'll have to be more creative, but even like in rap back in the day, I mean, it was creative, but really it wasn't because they was taking, you know, parts, bits and pieces off of different songs. I think that it was probably the way they went about it. I wouldn't recommend the family pull the whole song because the song made a lot of money, and they should want some of that royalty money because they're going to make money as long as that song is played. It's played everywhere. So I think it would be in their best interest to let the song keep going, but they want their coin off of that song for every time it's played. I do agree that they should get their coin.
But Nene was saying, back in the days when you had a live band, and it's nothing like having a live orchestra up there. It's not only to hear it, but to see it as well. I mean, the digitalized music is good, but it's nothing like a live orchestra and band. It's just something about that. It really is.
It also helps with the, you know, the actual feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not to say that it's a, you know, like the youth with the systems that they use, that they're not feeling their music. You know what I'm saying? Because they're in their time. But I think that it would stretch their creativity, and also would take away the crutches. You know, because now you can take something from this studio session and that studio session and mix it with this, and then you got a whole album. They get on stage and perform it, and it's nothing like the song. And you're sitting there like, oh, I wish this sounded like the album, or you know what I heard on the radio. But it doesn't, because they have so many crutches that they don't get a chance to really exercise their vocal and put the whole craft into play. You know what I'm saying? Like, they depend on, you know, those studio remakes and remasters, and I think that it brings the craft down to me. You know, to me. Some of my family of singers and people who play instruments and, you know, perform. I prefer that it is original. You know what I'm saying? That you done gotten there, you in there all night, you guys are coming up with everything. So I guess I think it will push artists to definitely be more creative, more original. Like, oh, we better not copy nobody's stuff, because this is what can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Artists
or
like
if
Marvin Gaye
don't pay them. You can copy their song, but you gotta ask their permission. And you
even still, get your own stuff. It's so many glorified repeats. Like, get your own self. Brand your style. You know what I'm saying? Get your own stuff and brand it. You know, you coming from a generation of people like Marvin Gaye who could barely perform in certain houses, and then now you got people who come along now, they can stand on the stage and wear anything and look any kind of way and say anything out their mouth, and they're accepted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They had to, you know, live a certain way and sacrifice a lot, you know, for music to be out. It wasn't just, oh, I fit this look. You really had to have talent. You know, you really had to work hard for your craft. You had to, you know, people can get famous and tomorrow they playing in a coliseum. You know what I'm saying? People in that era, they could barely play in front of 10 people smoking a cigarette in a juke joint. So, You know, it's a whole different respect for the craft. So I just think that if they are forced to not just go and get people's music, that they'll do more creatively and more artistry. I think we'll see more artistry. But I digress. We've been everywhere. What else do we have? I love music. I just think it's music. Go ahead.
I love the music also. It's music and literature so intertwined. You know, you can't have one without the other. You know?
Yes. A good book is like rhythm, Tony. You know, it's like a beat. It's like, you know, it flows. You know, when you have a good book with, you know, character development and, you know, accent and love and, you know, everything is a nice mix. It's a nice melody. It flows nice and easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree, too. You can have your love songs, your love romance. You have your street lit with your hip-hop. And it all ends you together.
Absolutely. Yep. So what else is going on the home front? We still got the Pussy Trap Part 4. It's still climbing the charts. It's up in there. So if you haven't read your Pussy Trap series yet by me, Nene Capri, make sure you get your 1, 2, and 3. Part 4 is out. 1, 2, and 3 is also on audiobooks. It's on Kindle, Nook, and iTunes. And Part 4 will be in paperback very soon. And we also spoke about audiobooks for that to keep up with the Trap 1, 2, and 3 series. And we got Tainted 2 coming. So I'm excited about that. And I got some new stuff on the horizon, which we will be announcing in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be exciting.
It's funny you should say that, Nene. You know, I've been having so much homework lately, and, you know, I'm a stickler as far as my work ethics. I don't play until my work is done. So I finally finished some homework last night, and I'm going to get it over to you this evening, Leisha. And I was like, yeah, I could get back into P-Trap 4. So I got my bag ready, getting ready to go to work. I get all the way to the railroad. I park in a nice spot right next to the railroad. And I look at my bag. I don't have my iPad. Girl, my day was messed up for the rest of the day. I was like, I cannot believe I can finally get back in the T-trap and I don't have it.
Oh, no, that sucks. That really, really sucks.
The first thing I did when I got home this evening was get my iPad.
Oh, my goodness. That really sucks. That, I'm gonna speak to the people about that because I think it was a conspiracy against you.
I think so, too. Once I got a nice spot, the railroad, I was like, I just have to be late today. And I was like, do you really want to be late on the day like today?
I know. Wow. I'm sorry that that happened for you. You can't even trap. That's okay.
I couldn't trap today.
That's why you got to have it on your phone. You got to put the Kindle on your phone, too. You can trap wherever you are.
Girl, it was just the worst day. I'm like, I don't have any homework. I could get my trap on.
Oh, man. So you finished all your homework? Your homework is done?
Yeah, I just have to put it in. And because I like to work on a hard copy, and then I do all my changes because that enables me to just go over my changes and make sure I got everything. And I'm going to send it off to Miss Leisha later this evening, and I'll be all done. I don't usually play when I got home, Mr. Drew. That's just a work ethic of mine.
That's an awesome work ethic, and I love my team so much. Our Writing Royalty family is so beautiful. We complement each other so well. Everybody picks up, you know, where the other person drops off. And, you know what I'm saying, just trying to keep the support going. I think that's what keeps it all going. Me and Leisha, we do all the fighting. You know, you and Aaron are the lovers. And me and Leisha get to do all the fighting.
It's well balanced.
Aaron Bebo's not here tonight. I miss him. I got to go in the green room a little bit. I have some things to attend to in the green room. But I'm here now. Leisha, where's our guest? It's our first guest in the clubhouse. We're going to get their seat warmed up, get their mic tuned.
Nope. First guest will be in about 7:30. It's Friday night. Our topic tonight is New Jack Swing. That can go so many different ways because a lot of things can be new, but you can be a new artist, you can be a new author, but you can also be trying to reinvent yourself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you might do something one way for so long that you got to reinvent yourself, especially in this industry, to stay relevant. What do you think about that, Miss T?
I think you're absolutely right because you can become stagnant and in what you're doing and think that people are just going to stay stagnant with you. And that's not the case because people want things to evolve and you want your talent to grow and you don't want to stay the same as you were 10, 12 years ago.
Right.
Absolutely. What do you think, Nene?
I agree. You know, you have to always be reinventing yourself and taking yourself to another level. If you look at all famous actors, you know, authors, comedians, you know, they're always trying to take their craft up one more level. You know, they want to perform in front of the bigger crowd. They want to, you know, make the bigger album. You know, there's always a bigger and better, you know, goal on the horizon. And you're always trying to reinvent yourself. You say, okay, like Beyonce, she did advertisement. Then she said, forget it, I ain't advertising nothing. I'm just going to drop this album. You know what I'm saying? She reinvented herself. She took her album up. She broke, you know, the Twitter records and stuff. It was crazy. She had all videos for all songs. She took it to another level. She reinvented herself as an artist and in her craft. You know, it was brilliant. You know, it was just brilliant. And that's what you have to do. You have to say, okay, I did this. Now, what can I do that will take this to another level?
Absolutely. But speaking of Beyonce, the rumor is now she's going to write a book.
Well, okay.
So yeah, that's definitely, she's really trying to take it. Because I think a lot of time when you were, even when you were reinvent yourself, you want to still be spoken about. You know what I'm saying? You want to leave a mark at some point in time. I think it was one of the authors we had on Wednesday. She said that she wants to kind of leave a mark with her books and her works that she writes. And I think that as authors, that's very important, but also keeping authors that are no longer writing relevant as well by introducing them to readers. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you're not an avid reader if you haven't read this, if you haven't read that. But if you've never heard of it, how can you read it? But I think that readers should encourage and kind of introduce readers to other things, to new things. You know, ooh, try this, try that. You might want to, you like this? Oh, I know you're going to like that. You know, even though they have Street Lit now, Street Lit has always been around. It was back around in the Harlem Renaissance days. They just called it something else. You know what I'm saying? So there's always something different that you can read, and it may be a different genre, but it's really that drama that draws people in. As long as you have that drama, that suspense, and that pen that can grab people, you can read anything, but you have to be introduced to it first.
No, that's true, Alicia, because today I got a new trapper and a new hunter. I introduced a friend of mine to Mr. Capri's fiery pen and also Mr. Bebo. So you're always, just, I like you guys. You haven't heard of Nene Capri? Are you kidding me? Let me introduce you to this Blaze and Thin. So we got new trappers on board and new hunters as well. So you just have to spread that word to the different readers.
Absolutely.
And bring them, and that's how the cycle continues and grows.
Yes,
absolutely. And especially if you know the author is good, whether it's an old author or a new author. I got my cousin reading these books, and she was like, oh, my God, they're so good, but she's so violent. I said, well, Jesus Christ, are we
married? I didn't do nothing.
Just keep breathing. It gets better and better. Oh, man, there's nothing like a Capri book, man.
Right. Oh, I told her, if you didn't know she was a woman, you'd have thought she was a man the way she write. I mean.
Well. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Thank you. That is the ultimate compliment.
I always tell people that her pen can probably stand up against the best male best male author's pen. I mean, I just believe that it can go toe-to-toe. So, I wouldn't care if he could be an Essence best-selling or a New York Times best-selling author. I believe that her pen could compete. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I tell people that, hey, if you didn't know she was a woman, you'd have thought a man wrote that. But they didn't.
Don't be throwing me out there like that. Don't be throwing me out there like that, Alicia. I've hit no book on this right now.
Did I hear a
challenge? Funny thing like that, people think the powerfulness has to come from a man, and then when they find out that was a woman, really? Women, they will power with their pen and everything and their minds as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yes.
She wrote the pussy trap. It's the power in the pussy, I tell you. That's what it is.
Oh, God. Should like to be Lord have mercy. I'm a good, clean, wholesome girl. I pay my taxes.
You
know what I'm saying? You over here talking about good God-fearing woman.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch.
We should take in my good girl image over here.
That's a good thing. So we always good to have new choppers and new hunters. I introduced Mr. Bebo also.
It's a blessing. They're gonna love it. He got part two coming to that. He might even do something with Change for a Dollar. He had it up and then he took it back down. And Mr. Bebo is definitely teasing those readers, giving them something and snatching it back. So when he comes out with his new stuff, it's going to be so fire. I'm excited. I can't wait to see his, his new covers and everything. This going down to 2015. We have some good work on the horizon. My allergies are horrible, ladies. Oh, my goodness. I'm in Georgia. This pollen is terrible.
You need a little snow in your life, Nene.
No. We don't need that.
We need some snow to clean the air.
Yes, I would take a sneeze over a snowflake any day. Thank you. I appreciate your concerns, but no, I don't want to show more. Another inch of snow.
We need some snow to clean that air of that pollen, girl.
You keep it, Miss Tony. You hold on to it for me.
Okay, I got a whole lot holding on.
Oh, is that much?
Girl, you should see
well,
my
you know you.
The pollen is as high as I am, and I'm 5'2".
Oh,
get
no.
out of here. Well, it's that one big snow before it all melts away. Don't worry, Miss Tony. It's probably going to be 98 tomorrow. It'll be gone by the weekend. Well, by
hopefully.
Monday. It'll be gone.
Sounds good to me, girl.
So what else is going on, ladies? We had the season premiere, the finale, rather, of Empire. Had everybody on the edge of their seats. It was crazy. I'm waiting to see what they do with that next season, where it goes. It was a lot of mixed feelings about it. Some people were saying, you know, it was good. Some people were saying it's too many stereotypes. Some people are saying they're trying to highlight homosexuality too much. Some people are saying they played with religion. A lot of people are saying it's undeveloped in the storyline. It's a lot of different things going on. For the most part, people are enjoying the excitement of it. How are you guys feeling?
Well,
I love it.
I'm going to have to say I was doing homework when we got off the show that night, so I got to watch it on Hulu this weekend. I'm serious about my work, so I was doing homework.
You said I'm not.
Since last two nights. So I'm just going to listen to the spoilers.
Well, you know, with the character development issues, I would say, though, y'all, I don't think they go as it had been. And I think that once they saw those numbers rising the first night, the second night, the third night, now by the fourth night, they probably have to go back into the drawing room. They probably have to redo some stuff. They probably have to write different parts. They probably have to go in there and do some quick tweaking because they didn't expect it to be as big as it is. They talking about it's going neck and neck with Scandal. And Scandal's on the Thursday.
And it was some spoilers. There were some spoilers that had gotten out also. And I think they tweaked the way it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was supposed to end differently. The spoilers from some people who were actually on the set, like extras and stuff, had told that it was going to end with Cookie killing Anika and Terrence Howard helping her hide the body, and that was supposed to bring them closer, but then they twitched it and tweaked it and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know,
really?
You know.
Really? That's an interesting concept that Alicia came up with. The way they had to maybe had to go back in the studio and revamp the ending. So that's pretty interesting.
What did she say?
Well, they did because, you know, everybody's been talking. Like, everybody's had an interview.
Uh-huh.
And what Terrence Howard, even Taraji has said, is that they give them something new almost every week. Like, something has changed almost every week now. So when they, you know, they think it's going to be one way, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They have to constantly, they're constantly changing it, and I think they're doing that because it's become so big. Now it's like, okay, now we need to put some stuff out. We got a whole nother season to work on. We got to figure out what we're going to do here, and here. Now they're planning for success because it's become so successful. They're going on tour. They got the album out. They got the season one Empire season one album is out. I mean, it's doing well, and I don't think they just expected it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really say what happened if he didn't watch it.
Sorry, lady.
Yeah, I didn't tell the ending. I said the alternate ending. But I didn't tell her what happened.
I'm gonna catch up this weekend.
Yeah, you catch up because you can't track since you're going to go and leave your little iPod at work.
I know, right? I'm just all messed up. I'm just all messed up today.
That's because you got excited. You're
and
so
then
happy
we have the premiere of Single Ladies.
Yes.
The new season came out, and that was not good. I don't know. I think they – I don't know if they did it because Empire was still playing. I don't know what their reasoning was, but they needed some more work on that because it was not – I was like, it wasn't hitting like it was the other last few seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need them to get that together there. Queen Latifah, if you're listening, we're going to need you to Single Ladies together.
You hear us, Miss Owen? That's Miss Dana Owen. You hear us, woman? You know you call somebody by their real name. Yeah.
Right. We just saying, Dana, Single Ladies got power on. You got some competition. We're going to need you to twerk that pin. And
I can't wait for power because 50 Cent is going to give them the business. Do you hear me?
It's going down.
Now, see, that's
the
show I got to get caught up on.
We going to be like, Empire who? We ain't even going to know Empire.
No.
Wow.
I think between Empire and Power, we going to be like on the edge of our seat. Like, whoa. Man, it's a lot, and I'm so proud that it's a lot more African American shows coming on. Because remember, at one point in time, what none, and now it's so many. And I wish I had the Bounce Network, and I don't get. And there's the Mans have a new show. And it's a comedy. And I'm not going. It starts in April, and I'm not even going to get to watch it because I don't get the chance.
Which network you need?
But we have a lot of shows coming up.
Go ahead.
Black
what
right
did you
now.
Say,
Tony? No, I didn't hear what network she was talking about. She was breaking up.
Bounce Network.
Yeah,
oh,
Bounce
okay.
is a new network.
But they said it's
if y'all
it's
have Bounce,
like,
April 7th.
Oh. They said whatever the all black station is on your TV. They said whatever the all black station is in your town, that's supposed to be it. So
no,
I don't know. I don't know. You can't find it.
Right, we have but we don't have Bounce. I think Detroit has Bounce on Comcast, but I don't have Comcast, so we don't get it.
Okay. All right. What else we got going on? We got the Right and Royalty T-shirt line coming.
Absolutely.
Should tell us a little bit more.
Right and Royalty Promotions T-shirts. We got the Hardcore Reader. Those shirts are available. Hardcore Writer shirts are available. We're going to have the sweatpants pretty soon to work out in. We're going to have the tank tops, the hats. I got a lot of little things in the works. I got my my funny shirt. I will not take this abuse T-shirt. That's getting worked on this weekend. So yeah, I got a lot of little stuff cooking up at WRP.
I like that one.
Miss WRP is she working? So I got a lot of little things in the mix. Absolutely.
Girl, I like
see our guests in the club.
I need my T-shirt right off the top. I will not take this abuse because Alicia Stain abusing me. I will take a T-shirt with that on it.
Yes, I'm trying to play with some few things, but I told the person that's designing the shirt, I was like, I had to explain because they was like, I will not take this abuse. So then I had to tell them how I use it, and they was like, oh, that is so funny.
You better not be talking about me. You better not have brought me up in that scenario. You better not have brought me up.
Oh,
I think that may have happened.
Yeah, so she ain't saying nothing.
No,
so
I just say it's something I say all the time. And so it's funny. And I want the character. I even wouldn't mind the character being a piece of fruit. I don't know. I just tossed
you
around
what?
Some ideas.
We'll talk about
that
offline.
I
super funny. I'm not doing this. You will not do this. You need to get a book and have it bent all the way back where you're not supposed to bend the binder.
Y'all know what I want to do? We got our guest on, but I'm gonna have to tell y'all off the air. But it was something else that I wanted to do.
Okay.
And I don't know how to get going.
Put it in the box.
A lot of little things cooking.
Okay, come on.
Well, we got our first guest live in the clubhouse. We got Miss Nicole Hill. She is a new author signed to Reese World Publishing. Her first book, Betrayed, just debuted the other day. So we got her in the clubhouse. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself, tell us about her work, and tell us about her new Jack Swing.
Hey.
Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
All right. Welcome. Welcome to the clubhouse.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
You don't have to be nervous. We don't bite. Girl, take some stilettos off and put your feet up. You in the clubhouse. It's okay.
Okay.
Uncle Aaron, he's not here tonight. So you're not in jeopardy of anything going wrong. Because Aaron's not here. So you should be safe. So you're in here live tonight on Writing Royalty Radio. It's the Friday night edition, Honor Thy Author. And we have the fabulous Miss Tony and Miss Alicia. I am the boss lady, Nene Capri. We're going to let these young ladies go ahead on and find out what your work is and, you know, what you have going on your journey. Miss Alicia, Miss Tony.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Nicole, tell us a little bit about yourself. And so the listeners can know just a little bit about the author behind the pen.
Okay. I'm not in Macon, Georgia. I am a mother of three kids, a daughter and two sons. I have two grandkids. I've been married for almost 7 years now. I work full time.
All right, your mic is breaking up a little bit. You might want to adjust your mic some. We lost a little bit of your last sentence. If you could tell us that again, I'm sorry. You might want to move over a little bit, move your chair down.
Yeah.
just a little bit of static on your line.
You there, Nicole?
She's having technical difficulties. Go ahead, Ms. Tony.
Okay, I just wanted to see if she was still in the clubhouse before I asked her another question.
Are you
with us,
Nicole?
Okay. Yes,
I'm
here. This is Tony.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been a week since your book has been out, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you gotten any reviews, and how has it been received so far?
I have, like, 5 reviews so far, and all of them have been good. I haven't had any negative reviews yet. I'm waiting on those. But everything has been good so far.
Those are the best ones.
Nicole, to speak is to create. If they come, then you're going to read them and learn from them. But to speak is to create. She's not really looking for negative reviews, y'all. So don't leave them. We want all 5 stars.
Everybody's not going to like the book. So I know it's going to be somebody that's going to give me a bad review. And I'm going to take it in. You know, just try to do better.
That's all you can do. That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? You just use it to get better. You know what I'm saying? Use it to own your craft and to sharpen your pen. You know, good reviews are good, but good reviews can have you in a false sense of reality. You know what I'm saying? As an author, you could be like, oh, my stuff is the best thing ever. And then you get a reader who has a different eye, who has a different experience with language and punctuation and, you know, how things should be formed, and they'll give you an honest review. They'll say, this is wrong, and they'll give it to you paragraph by paragraph, and you'd be like, oh. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they are very, very right. Sometimes it's just their opinion. You know, they might not know what they're talking about at all, but you want to look at all of your reviews and take, you know, your bad ones as your teaching tool to say, okay, well, let me look back at my novel and see if there any validity to this, and is there anything I can make better so that my next one is even more fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about your book.
Hello, you kind of broke up a little.
Alicia?
Tell us a little bit about your book and the characters.
Okay. The book is based here in Macon. It's mainly based in Macon. It's about sex, lies, and betrayal. Chloe, who is like my main character, she's been through it all. Her boyfriend cheating on her, finding out her best friend, good friend. Carrie, she's just the evil one. She finds Chloe for something that, you know, she really does. Out of the book, a lot of thrill.
Okay. Yeah, her line is kind of shaky. Go ahead.
I just refreshed on my end. Now, Nicole, your characters,
yep.
are there any, like, based on any part reality?
No.
No?
No, no, they're all made up.
They're all made up, okay.
I didn't write about any friends or anything that I've been through. I didn't write about anything like that. It's all made up.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Your imagination is working overtime. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now tell us how you got signed to Reese World Publishing.
That is an interesting question. I had put a story on Facebook last year, just a little piece of a story on Facebook last year, and a girl.
Oh, no. Did we lose her?
Did we lose you? Oh, no.
It was getting good, too.
She was about, she got comfortable with everything.
Yeah, it looks like a
well,
call
she'll
drop.
Yeah. She's going to call back again.
You know, ladies, I think this may be our first time hearing that. Is it? I could be wrong that a story was based on all, you know, imagination. Sometimes most authors have a little bit of a little piece of themselves in their book. What? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, usually, you know, you always have a little piece of yourself that you leave on the pages. Now, she's probably saying that the characters themselves probably aren't anybody who mimics people that she knows. However, I'm quite sure it's pieces of her all throughout the story because, you know, it comes from your head and your emotion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking that she probably means more so. Like, she's not telling any of her personal stories or her friends' personal stories, but she's just, you know, she's giving herself in the story.
Absolutely. Nicole, are you back with us? We thought we lost you.
I am.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah,
there
we
you
hear
go.
You now. Now, tell us how you got with Reese World Publishing.
My friend, she told me that she had a guy, a friend that had his own publishing company. He was looking for new talent, and she put me in contact with him. And I sent him just a little piece of a story, like that once I started writing the book to send him the first chapters. And once I got the first four chapters, I sent it to him, and he was just like, he enjoyed it. He was going to go ahead and sign me before somebody else picked me up.
Wow.
That's how I got with Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
well,
all right. Go ahead, Alicia.
Now, had you not been writing, what would you be doing?
Still working at Geico.
Okay.
I'll still be working. I mean, I write stories. You know, that's something I've always did. I always wrote stories. I just never finished them.
Okay.
So, I mean, writing is something I've always done. It's just I never actually finished a story. So this is like actually my first story that I actually finished.
Mm-hmm. So it's safe to say you have some work that could be coming out soon that you may be finishing up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about any projects that you have. Do you have? Are you going to do a part two? Is this book going to be a sequel, or are you going to have just another series or another book after this? What's your vision for your book? What's your plan?
It's actually going to be another part to the book. I'm working on that now.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be finished in the next couple of weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure exactly when he's going to put it out, though, but it'll be finished in the next couple of weeks or so.
Okay.
Now, what genre would you say your book falls under?
Could you repeat that?
What genre would you say your book falls under? Street lit, urban, you know.
Contemporary.
What your style of writing?
Urban fiction.
Urban fiction, okay. Now, is there something that you would say would set your story apart from the other urban fiction books that are out there?
Question.
Okay.
It sets apart because most of the ones.
Did we lose her again? I think she's
okay.
Having some connection issues.
Money.
Did we pay the bills before the show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I hope she... It looks like she's still in the studio.
I think it's her line. It may be her line.
Okay.
So,
can you
hear
us now? Getting
a different spot. Okay, continue. We were saying that most books do what?
Most of the books that I've read, every character has a lot of money. It's nothing fancy about what they have going.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Miss Tony?
I'm here. So I'm just saying, how did it feel to actually get that first manuscript signed, sealed, and delivered, and you on Amazon? Can you explain that feeling that you experienced? And it happened to be on your birthday. So how did you feel that day?
I mean, it really hasn't hit me yet. It's funny. It hasn't really hit me yet. So I'm still just going with slow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, now, what's next for you?
Yeah.
What's next?
Nicole?
I think it's on. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to try to get her back and see if we can make the connection a little bit better. How about we take a brief break? You know what time it is, Miss T. Friday night. And what do we do on Friday night? We listen to our favorite song.
Yes. Then you better cut my mic off while I start singing.
This is Out of the Author Friday. We're talking about that new Jack Swing in the clubhouse with the wonderful Miss Tony, the boss lady herself, Miss Nene Capri, and I am Miss Leisha. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back.
See, I'm out here, man, Lord, 'cause I'm fine.
Is our favorite song. Shout out to Mr. Keith Robinson.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. You said that in an excellent.
Music doctor coming out. Friends to the show.
Just let everybody know we can show.
Everybody here loves Mr. Robinson. We keep some Swizzlers in our little desk whenever he comes and visit.
Mm-hmm. Lord, at least
you're not sure. We got the awesome author Nicole here in the clubhouse. Author from Reese World Publishing is kicking in with us today, talking about her new book, Betrayed. Nicole, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, we have bad connection. Now, tell us, for those who are just tuning in, a little bit about your book and its characters.
Okay. The book is based mainly in Macon, Georgia. It's about sex, lies, and betrayal. Chloe is one of my main characters. She's been going through a lot with her boyfriend cheating on her, finding out her friend is really not a friend. Her current boyfriend, she really don't know who he is. Carrie is another one of the characters, and she's like the one trying to get at Chloe for whatever reason. And Jason, he's the guy from New York. He's the suave one, and, you know, he's trying to love Chloe, but, you know, he has secrets of his own.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
We love them books where it got all the secrets.
I'm like, he got a little bit too many.
Got some of everything in there, right, Leisha?
Absolutely.
Ooh,
we got that drama.
Conflict. So
we got
sex,
lies,
and betrayal.
That's it.
Now, we talked about Ryan
earlier, and you're saying you're waiting for your first bad review. Now, even though you're saying that now, do you think you're going to feel the same way once you see that actual review and hear the comment from that reader? Do you think if you still have that, you know, concept that it's going to take us and grow with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I have thick skin. I mean, I could take constructive criticism. I mean, it's only going to make me better. You know, it's only going to make me want to do better and try to do better just from that one bad review. So, I'll be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. At least I think that's the difference between a true author and someone that's just out here to just throw book after book after book. You know, you have to take the good with the bad. And you, like she said, you grow from that constructive criticism. You know, we've talked about that on the show a number of times. So you don't just drop the gaunt and say, oh, this person doesn't know what they're talking about, you know, and I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And you want to see the growth in those reviews.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with that.
And a lot of times, you know, it's good for authors to have a vision for their work. Your book is only going to go as far as you see it going. But if you see it going far, then you have to package it appropriately.
And the one thing I love about Nicole's book is that
her cover
is clean.
You know what I'm saying?
It's clean and crisp.
It's not all over the place. It's not like you in stop and go traffic. And, you know, it's clean and crisp. It's to the point.
And that's the best part,
you know,
for me.
You know what I'm saying?
When you first look at it. And then you got your synopsis, that's
part of your packaging.
Because you yourself are the product.
Your packaging is your cover, synopsis, and things of that nature.
So I love the way she packaged it so far.
And that makes a difference, too. So we seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight. The lines must be really crowded. We're going to carry on and keep going. And Nicole, like you said, you're going to have part two. Can you give us like a time frame on when to expect that?
Maybe like in the next month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Three at the most.
Okay. Now I have a question. As a new author, did you have any type of writing rituals that, you know, you had to get you through the writing? Did you have any special rituals that you would go through?
Yes. I made a promise to myself that I would write at least 5 or 6 pages a day.
Okay.
Regardless of what I had going on, I had to get those 5 or 6 pages in every day.
Mm-hmm. And on a good day, you can go over that limit?
On a good day, yes. On a good day, I could write maybe 3 or 4 chapters. But, you know, being that I work and, you know, having to do things around the house and with everything else, I limit myself to at least 5 or 6 pages. And that's just like on a busy day. But on a good day, I could knock out like 3-4 chapters. So I tried to just write every day, though.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do you handle that balance between family and work and getting your book out?
I mean, it's stressful, you know, being that I work full time, but my kids are not babies, so, I mean, I don't have to worry about that. All I have to do is cook when I get home. So other than that, you know, my days are clear.
Okay.
Other than, like, my husband nagging me. But other than that, everything was okay.
That doesn't go away, right?
Now, Nicole, tell us a little bit. Well, tell all the listeners any new projects, if you have the name of the new book that you're going to put out. Do you have any name for your upcoming book? Make sure you shout out where it's to reach you. And all of your social media, so if they want to connect with you, they can.
I didn't It's like you're echoing. I couldn't understand what you just said.
Okay, she said to give a shout out to, I believe, what you have coming up and how people can reach you on your social media site. I think that's what you said, Leisha.
Am I echoing?
Yes.
Is this better?
Oh, yes, it's a lot better. It's a lot better.
Okay. What I was saying was to let everybody know where they can reach you on your social media. But if you have the titles for your new books, make sure you shout those out so people can be on the lookout for those. Do you have titles for them yet?
The second book is going to be Betrayed Too.
Okay. Okay, is it going to have a subtitle to it?
I haven't thought about that yet.
Okay.
I haven't thought about that yet. But they can reach me on Facebook at Arthur Nicole Hill. I'm also on Twitter at Arthur Nicole H. And I have my like page. It's also Arthur Nicole Hill. And I want to give a shout out to Reach World Publishing.
Absolutely.
My children, my husband, my mom.
That's so cute. Go, girl.
I'm a mama's baby.
This is Honor the Author Friday. We got the awesome author Nicole Hill on. We're talking about that new Jack Swing. She is the new author on the block with the hot pen. Make sure you check out her book, Betrayed, that is available right now on Amazon. Super excited for you.
Thank you.
Super excited for you. You make sure that you head us up when that next book come out so we can have you back on.
I will.
Absolutely. And it was a pleasure meeting you tonight, Nicole.
You too.
That's a great thing. You know, Reese Publishing has some heat coming out. It seems like he has quite a few things coming out, if I'm not mistaken, Alicia.
Absolutely. He actually has his newest book, Jugman, which came out today. And it's hot. It's hot. Mm-hmm. He's from Atlanta, and he's definitely shouting out Atlanta in that book. So I think that everybody is going to really, really enjoy it. Make sure you guys go and hit your one clicks, get that Jugman. Trailer is going to be coming soon. He's doing a lot of things over there at Reese World Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Him and his wife, Daphne, they do a, and he got an awesome team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they're doing big things over there.
And we have one of his rising stars on the line with us tonight, Arthur Nicole Hill. So, make sure you guys go one click. Her heat is out a week. That's her new baby. And like she said, she'll be having part two down the road. So, keep your cyber eyes peeled for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now we're going to have our next guest. He is in the clubhouse, actor and comedian Marlon Maxwell. We're going to take a brief break, and then we're going to roll it on back.
Great. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
The final trap has been set by the boss lady author, Nene Capri. When blood is no longer thicker than water, Coco and Kason will risk all that they have built to settle the treachery of the past. Corruption and jealousy seep into the core of the organization, causing formed alliances to shatter and trust and love to waver. Only time will tell if the search for the truth will uncover more deception than either of them can handle. With all the demons that surface and threaten to destroy their undying love, will Coco and Kason be able to remove the boundaries growing between them? Or will the secrets revealed ultimately put them on opposite sides of each other's unforgiving trigger? Sometimes, the pussy trap set for an enemy strikes harder on the one who set it. The final trap has been set by the boss lady author, Nene Capri, available on ebook, coming soon to a bookstore near you. Nowhere to Turn, a riveting and suspenseful tale about two brothers, Orlando and Breon, growing up in Fort Worth, Texas, living two separate paths until a dramatic chain of events changed the future for the two of them, leaving Breon stuck between right, wrong, love, and lust. With one parent mentally distraught due to the war and the other acting as a single parent, which way would they turn? What happened when they learned who was the real cause of so much pain in the household that they grew up in? Nowhere to Turn, by author Byron Carey. Pick it up today.
Yes, yes, and we are back. We are back. I am Miss Leisha, and we have the awesome, awesome Miss Tony on the line. We're talking about that new Jack Swing. We have actor and comedian Marlon Maxwell in the clubhouse. We're going to bring him in. Okay. Hey, Marlon, how are you?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
I'm Marlon,
how
are you?
Hey, man,
no,
I'm just hanging out, just cooling.
All right, welcome to the clubhouse.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm super excited. Let me tell you what I did before I came on just now. I'm in the house. I'm taking a bath. I done put on some new clothes, fresh clothes. I just shaved this bald head real nice. So my lady said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm getting ready to be on the radio, girl." She said, "Boy, nobody gonna see you."
He in the clubhouse. He came in here. Sure, he done sat in Bebo's desk. He even got his shoes on. What's those stats? You came here looking good. Ain't
well,
nothing wrong with that.
Oh, man. So she got a little bubble, but it's all good. I said, well, if they can't see me, at least I want to sound like I look good. I want to sound fresh.
But you know what? It gets that mindset ready. That's all it is. And once that mindset is ready, it's easy flow from there.
Right, right. You look good, you feel good, you play good.
Exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Come this next one, we said, hey.
I will, most definitely.
Now tell everybody in the clubhouse a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm a Virgo. I enjoy long walks on the beach. I love strawberries, whipped cream, Berry White.
All right.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm a struggling comedian. Actor, you know, I'm just trying to find my breakthrough moment in the industry, but I'm doing pretty well. I'm married. I have three wonderful kids. It's been a great journey I've been on for the last couple of years as far as comedy, and some major doors are opening for me. I'm from Tampa, Florida, born and raised. And I'm just enjoying life right now.
All right. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, tell us about the new play that you're in.
Yeah, I'm in a play, Women Shop Talk While Real Men Wait. It's based on the life of Carolyn Moore. She was a domestic violence survivor. And the play is actually a great play. It's about four sisters who their mom died, and their life took a wrong turn of events. One sister got strung out on drugs. One was in an abusive relationship. And, you know, as their lives are down, they're going down these wrong paths. And they have some men in their lives that want to help them, want to rescue them from that. But, you know, they right now they're messed up mentally, and they don't know who to trust, who to love, and they don't know who wants to love them. It's a great play. In the play, I'm a character by the name of Reese. Reese is a very colorful individual. He's gay. And he poses in this beauty salon that's owned by one of the characters in the play, Burgundy. He's in love with her. So he poses as a gay guy to work in her shop so he can be close to her. And by the end of the play, she finds out that that Reese is not. It's a guy she was involved with before who loved her, and he shows that, you know, he's not really gay. It's him. He's been in the disguise, I guess, the whole play, and he just did it just to be close to her, and he wins her heart again.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. Now, this is Tony. Can you tell us how hard was it? Was it hard to get into a gay character?
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm a heterosexual male, and I love women.
Right.
And it was funny because when she called me about being in the play, I think she was kind of scared to let me know what type of character I would be playing. So she called me and she said, "Marlon, I have a play and I really want you to be in it." And I'm like, okay. She says, "You'll be playing Reese." I'm like, okay, I like Reese. I can go for Reese. And she was like, he works in a beauty salon. And I said, wait a minute. What do you mean he works in a beauty salon? You mean like he's cutting hair? Like God's hair in the beauty salon? Or does he work in the beauty salon? She was like, well, yeah, he works there, and he's very colorful. I said, oh, so he gay. And she was like, no, he's not gay. He's colorful. I said, what's that, a new term? And I think she thought I was going to be intimidated by the role. She didn't want to run me away. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, no, he's not gay. Well, okay, he is a little bit, but not really. He's just pretending to be. He's just pretending to be. And I said, okay, well, I don't mind pretending to be gay. But, you know, it was fine. You know, after I learned the script and learned his role, I was all for it. I was all with it. Anytime to be on stage in front of people, I'm with it. So it don't matter if he was gay for real or halfway. It don't matter. I'm just happy to be on stage.
Now, is the play out right now?
Actually, we're working on the play. The play will be April 4th. We'll be out performing the play April 4th. It'll be here in Tampa. It's actually a traveling play. She's done the play multiple times already. She's brought me aboard, but the play has traveled. It's been performed in Atlanta, Chicago, a couple of other cities, and it's been doing very well. Tyler Perry actually sat in on one of the plays. Took one of her cast members. So she's doing very well. It's for a good cause. Most of the proceeds for the play are going to go to a foundation she has for domestic violence survivors. And, you know, with April coming up, that's Child Abuse and Domestic Awareness Month. So she's doing that for that. And it's a great cause. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Now, I understand that you're a full-time mentor for young male adolescents.
Yes. I work with young males. I'm usually at the Boys and Girls Clubs. I go to high schools, middle schools, and I talk to the kids. And, you know, when I was coming up, I didn't really have that, but I always liked kids. And sometimes, especially young men, young boys, they need somebody in their life positive to let them know it's going to be okay and keep them on the straight and narrow, you know, because it's tough, especially for young black men. I mean, we get killed every day. We dying in the streets. So you need somebody positive, a role model in your life that can show you other ways to be successful. It's better things out there to do with your time.
Absolutely. That takes us into our topic. Our topic tonight is the new Jack Swing. And I always say that can go two ways. It can be you just being new on the block or you just reinventing yourself just to better for yourself. What would the new Jack Swing be for you?
This comedy is the new Jack Swing for me. But I'm not understanding. What do you mean? What would be my new Jack Swing as far as?
Well, you're not the new kid on the block as far as comedy. You've been doing that for a minute.
I've been doing it for about 3 years, so I'm not new anymore. No, okay, that's fair to say.
Are you new at acting?
I'm new at acting.
Okay.
I am very new at acting. I have a movie coming up that I'm in the middle of filming. It's called Nuts. Nuts the movie. You can see that at nutsthemovie.com. But this is a new endeavor, a new chapter in my life. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited about it. I'm approaching it like I've been acting for years, so I've been getting some great feedback. And I'm hoping it leads to bigger and better things.
Now, how did you come across the movie Nuts? How did that come about?
Actually, it's funny. They were doing a casting here in Tampa, and a friend of mine, I did a show locally at the Improv, and a friend of mine said, they're having a casting for a movie, man. I think you should go audition. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, man, it'd be a great look. I think you can make it. So this was like maybe on a Tuesday I got the phone call. He said they have an audition on a Saturday, the upcoming Saturday. They was having an audition. And I said, okay, yeah, I'll go do it. I'll definitely go check it out. Saturday came, I was in the bed. The audition started at 1. It started at 10. It started at 10 in the morning. So it was from 10 to 2. So I get a call about 1 o'clock. And my friend says, hey, man, where are you? And I said, man, I'm in the bed. He said, man, what about the audition? And I said, oh, man, I forgot all about it. So I put on some clothes. I rush down there right away. I get there probably about 2:45. The people locking the doors, but they let me in. They let me in. So I go in the audition, and you either could do a monologue or a scene from a movie. I chose to do a scene from a movie, and I chose to do, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Juice. I chose to go in and do the scene where, you know, where Tupac confronts Mike Epps, I mean Omar Epps in the high school, and they sit
I am
crazy. And he's like, man, I am crazy. Remember the first time you called me crazy? So I go in there, and I do that scene, and the guy he's sitting in front of me, his name is Tony Stanier, the guy who came up with the film. He says, man, I like you. He looks around the room, and he's like, what y'all think? And he's like, he was all right. I guess they was being tough. And he said, man, we're being tough with you. Give us about a week or two, we'll call you. So a couple weeks later, not even, maybe like 5 days later, he gave me a call. He said, man, listen, man, we thought you were great. We want you to be in this movie, take a part in this movie. And I said, most definitely. And I went in there not even really prepared. Forgot all about it. And I just blessed and just threw him a loud. So here we are.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully it'll be so many more parts that you just go ahead on and go out for.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope this movie will open the door for just scenes, for just movies to fall in my lap. I don't even want to work for them. I just want them to fall in my lap.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We are so excited for you. We're excited to have you in the clubhouse. Now, other than the movie Nuts and your play that's coming up April the 4th, do you have any comedy dates coming up?
Right now, I'm looking to be here at the Tampa Improv in September. But with the movie, you know, it takes a while for the movie we're going to be shooting. So not anything right now while I'm working on this project. But as soon as this project's over, I'll be back in the groove. In the streets, traveling and doing as much as I can as far as the comedy. But right now, my main focus is actually the upcoming play and this movie. And then I'll figure out what I'm going to do with the comedy in the meantime after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good place to be if you ask me, right, Michelle? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, how do you balance that? How do you balance being like, a dad, you got two movies, you got the movie, you got the play, you got the kids, you got the wife. How do you balance all of that and do all the things that you need to do at the same time?
You know what? That's a great question. I don't know how I'm doing it. I think my wife has been great about it. She's been really good about it because I basically come home and ignore everybody. You know, kids, her. Just leave me alone. I'm busy, and I'll play with you in a second. But I mean, it's really hard. It's hard, you know, when you're chasing a dream, and because you're constantly on the go. We were just talking the other night, and she was like, "I feel like we're strangers, like we're roommates, and I don't even know you. You're always gone." And I'm like, "Well, what you want to do?" I'm like, "You want me to stay here up under you and get a regular job, and you can be hating me? Want me to get out?" Or you want me to go out here, you know, so we can keep being VIP places. So we can keep skipping the line in Popeyes. What you want me to do? I'm a little celebrity. I got some pull, you know. She'd be surprised. You know, we can walk in the bank, and the people be like, nah, he needs to come to the front of the line right away. Or we go to the self-checkout in the grocery store, and somebody will come rank up the groceries for us. So I get a little pull, so she kind of like that stuff. You know.
But it's good to have someone that's in your corner that's pull, you know, picking up where it needs to be picked up, and just less stress on you to continue to do what you're doing. You know, and
right,
so that's
right,
teamwork right there.
Yeah. So she's been a great support. Like I said, she enjoys some of the perks right now, and she's looking forward to the big check. That's what she's waiting on. I think she really wanted to get rid of me a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Since things picking up, she's like, I think I need to stay a little while.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she like that. My wife, she just like that. You know, at one point, she was like, you need to stop. You need to get a job. And I was like, what? She was like, you out here trying to be funny. You can't go pay the light bill with a joke. And I was like,
well,
girl,
you know it.
I'm not going to say she has a point, but
I was like, girl, don't do my dream like that. And she was like, don't do me like that. We got to pay the rent. And, you know, I was like, you're so right. I was like, you're so right. So I got out. I started making it happen. And, you know, I started bringing a little money home. You know, we started meeting people and going places. And she was like, yeah, this is my husband. I love him so much. I was like, you just put me out last night. But,
oh,
no,
my
goodness.
Love you, right?
Well,
that's
she's been
funny.
Good, though. She's been good.
That's good. That's a blessing right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, it's nothing like having somebody that has your back and believes in what you believe in. There's nothing like that to see in the mirrors, because you have to have so much of teamwork going on. And so that's always a good thing, to be able to have that one person that's just there and just have your back. Now, other than the acting, do you have any ideas on possibly doing any production of your own, either comedy shows or plays or movies down the line? Do you see that as part of your passion?
I do. I do see that. I really love the big screen. I'm an actor every day. I'm just a character. So honestly, I'm hoping that comedy could lead to the big screen. As far as production, being a director, writing it up, maybe not so much, but acting, yes. I hope comedy takes me to the big screen, and I can be an actor, because I got levels. I can be funny, I can be serious. You know, I'm deep. There's a bunch of characters in me. I just need that chance, that opportunity. So,
absolutely.
Hopefully one day it'll lead to the big screen for me.
Now, what type of character did you play? I'm sorry, Leisha.
Go ahead, T.
What type of character do you play in Nuts? Is it a funny guy, a serious guy, or?
Actually, it's a serious guy. Actually, I'm a drug dealer in the movie.
Oh.
So I get to be a thug. I get to be a thug, and that's hard. That's hard for me, because I'm definitely not a thug.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't, and I wear glasses. So I would not respect a guy, a thug, who wore glasses. I don't think that's a good look. So I'm not going to wear the glasses in the movie. I'm just going to squint and make people think I'm trying to be tough. Because you can't be a thug when you wear glasses. Nobody's going to take you serious. If a thug walked up on me trying to fight me anything with some glasses, I'd be like, boy, if you don't go sit down somewhere, you can't even see.
And then I hope you don't die in the first 5 minutes. Look, I
know,
hope you don't
right?
die in the first 5 minutes.
No, I'm
not. That's what happened.
No. I made sure I looked over the script. I was like, look, no, I ain't going out. I ain't dying. None of that. But I do go to jail.
Oh, okay. Don't drop.
But I'm in the movie for a long time. I don't go to jail till like the end.
Oh, you get caught, huh?
Yeah, I get caught. Yeah, I get caught up.
Now,
man,
give us some secrets of the things you do to prepare for your character.
Well, you know, I like to ride through the projects. I like to go to the hood over in town, but just ride through and see how those cats look. I like to watch a lot of gangster movies. And, you know, that's it. You know, just try to embody for this particular, this guy. Just embody what, a gang leader is, a drug dealer is, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm mad that my first role had to be that, but that's fine. But, you know, just looking at the swagger, the demeanor, and then most importantly, how would I be one? So I'm going to be me as much as I can, but in a serious manner and, you know, put my own little thing. I think that's all acting is anyway. You know, how would you be a drug dealer? How would you be a police officer? You know, how would you be a gay guy, Marlon, like in the play? So,
Now, do you read? Because there, we know quite a few good books that can give you some guidance on being a thug, right, Lisa?
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes.
What book?
We can help your career. See, this is all you got to do. See, me and Tony, we can be your production team, babe. We can just scope out the stuff to help you to prepare. Because, you know, you're an actor now. So
right.
You have people to do that for you.
Yeah, you
have to
like
be those people.
Right.
Because we know people.
Yes.
Also, I need to
so you have your people.
People
call our people, and we can, you know, we can get some things going.
We can get the people together.
I ain't got that many people, but the people I got, I'm going to make sure they call y'all.
Because we know people firsthand that can give you some thug tutoring.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, hook me up. I tried to be a thug one time, but you really got to do all that stuff, so I quit.
You quit?
Yeah, I quit.
You say, no, that was too much for me. That
I mean, I'm talking about right in the middle of it, right in the middle of it. Ain't nothing happened to me. I was just with some guys, and they started fighting. Right in the middle, I was like, you know what, guys? I think I'm taking it in. I'm sleepy.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's funny.
So
what you gonna do? You can't stop in the middle of nuts. You're gonna have to see it through.
Absolutely. Well, this is a movie, so I know it ain't real. But as soon as it get real, I'm out.
But I'm saying,
thugs make it hard for guys like me. You know why? Because women like thugs. Women like thugs. You know, I don't know what it is about a cat where, you know, a street guy, gold teeth. I don't know what it is that y'all like about them, but you like them. Y'all like T.I., Young Jeezy. Y'all like them. Y'all do it. I don't know if it's a bad boy mentality or what, but, you know, if I'm in the room and surrounded by some thugs, I don't never get no women. I don't get no women. So the thugs don't wear all the time.
You sure? Well, look, you sure it's the glasses or the wedding ring?
You got
what? You
there.
Right. You're right.
That could be it, Lisha.
That could be it.
You got the wedding ring and the glasses. You know, that's non-thug right there.
Yeah.
That's how you
if anything, all that says is keep away. He got glasses and a ring. No,
glasses
thank
and
you.
A ring. Yeah, okay. I guess I'm going to have to get me some contacts. Give me some contacts to keep my hands in my pockets.
That's funny. Well, you listen to
Honor Thy Author with the beautiful Miss Lisha, and I am Tony, and we have the actor comedian in our clubhouse tonight, Marlon Maxwell. And you just want to let our listeners know, give them a recap of what they can expect from you in the near future?
Right now I'm working on this play, Women Shop Talk While Real Men Wait. And we have a great movie coming out I'm a part of called Nuts. And then after that, man, it's on the Hollywood. It's on the Hollywood, man. It's going to be a lot. This ain't going to be the first and last time you hear from Marlon Maxwell. So, you know, write the name down. Google me. No, don't Google me because some old jail pictures might come up. Follow me on. Scratch the Google. Don't Google me. Follow me on Facebook at Marlon Maxwell, Instagram, comedian Marlon Maxwell. And, yeah, this is not the last time. I'm definitely going to be around. You know, I'm hopefully in your city sometime soon. You're in Michigan, right, Detroit?
Yep, that's where I am. Yeah. Miss Tony, she's in New York.
Okay, well, I'm definitely on the way to those two cities, and hopefully I can be in the clubhouse in person live talking about how we made it.
Yeah, and how our people got together. Definitely keep us up to update. We'd love to come out and see you. You know,
and don't be snubbing us at the Oscars either. Don't be snubbing us at the Oscars. You
That's
better
right.
say, I'd like to thank God, my wife, Tony Alicia, for my words to radio.
Yeah,
we're coming right
you
after
know.
The wife. We're right after the wife.
Really, y'all want to be right after God because you know how we do. First and foremost, I want to give all honor to God. He is the head of my life. Without him, I am nothing. Man, they've been to church in the month of Sundays, but first of all, I want to give all glory to God. And after that, I want to give a big shout out to Tony and Lisa out there in New York and Michigan. They're the ones who put me on.
With our people.
They got people, man. All six of them, they put me on.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we want to, next time when your movie comes out, we want you to make sure you stop through the clubhouse. Grace is with your presence. And when you get your new next part, because there's going to be many more parts. Because, you know, sometimes when things just fall in your lap, normally that's your direction that you'll be going, even though that's not your intended direction. We might see on some of these comedy sitcoms we're seeing on TV making people laugh. So make sure you stop by the clubhouse periodically and just keep us abreast of what's going on. And we can keep our listeners abreast also.
Make sure you leave a key under the mat. Now, I don't want to get to the clubhouse and can't get in.
We got your name on the list. It's also on the list at the door. Stay on
Absolutely.
The list at the door. Don't worry. Make sure when you have your play, we get a flyer, anything for your comedy, get a flyer so we can put that up on our Writing Royalty Radio page and just help you promote whatever it is that you're doing. We wish you nothing but continued success. And we appreciate
Absolutely.
You for coming into the clubhouse.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And continued success. Like we said, don't be a stranger. Keep us abreast.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't tell me that because I be calling all the time. I just call in.
Hey,
we're on Wednesday.
You can call Studio. This is Studio 2. You can call Studio 1 on Wednesday and Studio 2 on Friday. We have two shows on Friday. We have this show and then the show that comes on after, which is the P-Chat that comes on after. That's like our After Dark show.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to make sure the kids is asleep. That's
adult
only.
Yeah.
Kids got to be asleep.
I want to be all right now.
You ain't said nothing but a word, Marla. Get you on the P-Chat now.
I don't know what kind of crowd y'all are catering to right now, so I'm trying to behave. But if you get me on this after dog show, it'll go down.
You ain't said nothing but a word because you already there. I got you.
You
just got to make sure that you don't have no shows or nothing on that date.
Okay, so put me down for the after dog show. We can talk about anything.
That's right.
It's called the Pussy Chat for a reason.
That's right.
What is it called? Wait a minute.
Pussy Chat.
Did you say the Pussy Chat?
That's the name of the show.
the Scott's Gorgeous.
Look, I might have to be on the show tonight.
Hey, you can do that. You can
call in.
I can make that happen.
I'm calling in. Go on and put that together. I got a little free time on my hands tonight.
All right. I'm a miracle worker. I can make it happen. That's right. When Tony told you we got people. Nah.
That's right. See? He didn't believe Alicia.
Alicia,
I heard the doubt in his voice, didn't you?
Right. we got people.
Doubt in my voice? No way.
We can make it happen. You talking to the woman over there.
Now, look, don't have me put you on this show and you don't show up. So then I'll have to come down to Tampa and come look for you.
Hey, listen. what man ain't going to show up the song with the first with the title Pussy? Anything.
We making things happen over here, Martha.
Man, listen, man. If I had a cat, it'd always be Pussycat. Come here, Pussycat. Come here.
It's been a pleasure having you in the clubhouse this evening with Alicia and I.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me.
Continued success. Alicia, you still there, girl?
Yes, ma'am. I'm hooking him up. I'm making it happen for him.
All right. See. People got to go.
Fridays ain't been hotter. Y'all all make sure y'all tune into the Pussy Chat. That is the next show. It comes on at 9 p.m. That's in Studio One. The topic tonight on that show, rights, sex, action, can I film you?
Yes.
Call in 347-826-7011. Chop it up with our ugly man. And our mistress in the clubhouse, it's gonna be hot. Now we got Marlon Maxwell throwing down in the clubhouse. So y'all make sure y'all tune in because it's going down. It's gonna be funny tonight.
Don't forget that's in our Studio One. Once again, I believe it's 347-826-7011. Tune in 9 p.m. Eastern.